Cola right now on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620.
Share your thoughts by texting or calling 437-1620.
And now, here's your host, Bobby Rossi.
Yes, welcome back here on a Wednesday. Pensacola right now with Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. So let's get started with some of the top stories going on in the news today. The update on the special master appointment as it pertains to the document seized at Mar-a-Lago. We already know that the courts ruled that Trump can have a special master. Now the appeals court has agreed to speed up the Justice Department's appeal of basically reviewing the special master appointment. So, because you got to remember, once the courts ruled that yes, he can have a special master, Department of Justice is arguing against it. So now they have a little bit of a dispute going on between the two of them as it pertains to that. And so now the appeals court has ruled to speed up or to accelerate the decision as it pertains to the special master appointment. Russia, Vladimir Putin. So last week or 2 weeks ago, Russia appointed or basically tried to annex part of Ukraine. And we talked about that, the fact that he just like, okay, this part of Ukraine is Russia now. Like, he just declared it's theirs. Well, now he's actually told his, he's gone ahead and told his people to take over the Russian nuclear plant that is in that area that they've stated that they've annexed. So that's going on now as well. Then let's see here. Then other top stories would be President Biden met with Governor DeSantis today in his Florida trip and surveying the damage from Hurricane Ian. We talked about that yesterday, just wondering, speculating, was he going to meet with the governor? And he has. And he did go ahead and meet with Governor DeSantis and toured it. In fact, we have some audio of that that will play at the beginning of next hour. Governor DeSantis introducing President Biden and Biden weighing in on his assessment of the damage from Hurricane Ian. Apparently the FBI has responded to a fake active shooter call in schools across South Carolina. Apparently there's some sort of TikTok challenge or something that's going on that's led to a whole bunch of hoax shooting hoax calls about active shooter situations. So now the FBI is trying to investigate that, as just trying to figure out who's behind that and what to do about that as well. It looks like we talk a lot about states like California, New York, Massachusetts, Illinois, these Democrat-run states that are just they've just become so expensive to live in that businesses have been steadily moving out, like moving their operations out of their states. If they're not moving their operations, they're at least moving individuals out. We actually just saw Tyreek Hill, the NFL player who was with the Kansas City Chiefs. He's now with the Miami Dolphins. He had an interview just last weekend where he said that basically somebody brought up, hey, there's rumors going around that you were being courted by the New York Jets. What made you choose the Dolphins instead of the Jets? And the first thing he said was those state taxes in New York. it was a no-brainer. It's like, yeah, he probably, even if he got paid the same salary in New York as he would in Miami, his take home is a lot more by not living in New York. Well, with that, Tyson Foods is moving about 500 corporate employees in downtown Chicago to Arkansas. And so they're shutting down. They're on the verge of shutting down their Chicago operations once again. Now, that one has some to do with economic reasons, but also there's the violent, you know, the violence that's going on in Chicago as well. You know, we talk about the drought going on here in the United States. We have a record drought in the western United States, which has led to a lot of wildfires, has led to a significant decrease in the waters of Lake Mead and things like that. Well, there's a drought going on in Somalia that apparently it's created a massive famine and even death due to the famine. So that's one thing we're not seeing, at least in our drought, is we're not really having a famine. All right, it's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi, let's get traffic on the fives.
Roadways are checking and clear throughout Pensacola. I-10 and I-110 not showing any delays. Also checking and clear, not seeing any delays on Davis Highway, East Olive Road, Creighton, or Langley. You just have your everyday afternoon traffic on 98 leaving Gulf Breeze heading towards Tiger Point, as well as some spotty traffic on Blue Angel. See something else? Just give me a call at 850-262-6111. I'm Gracie Wolf with your traffic on the fives.
Juul, remember the vape company? They had so many of their products banned and everything. Well, now they're on the verge of bankruptcy, according to the latest report right there. And Tupperware is now selling at Target stores nationwide. You know, Tupperware used to be the original, like, at-home dinner party, you know, sell the products at home type of thing. Now they're going to be sold at Target stores nationwide. I thought that was pretty interesting. And, you know, with everything that's going on with the economy, we've actually seen mortgage applications plummet 14%. Yeah, the higher interest rates in conjunction with Hurricane Ian has caused the mortgage applications fall dramatically. This is the lowest pace in 25 years. Interest rates now are getting close to 7%. Still not there, but you know, getting close there. Mortgage rates have risen 7 straight weeks. That's the highest it's been in 16 years now, the interest rate. And Russia, as much as they're doing over there in Ukraine, apparently Russia has launched to space from the United States for the first time in 20 years. A cosmonaut was launched into space via SpaceX. He actually was hitching a ride with the NASA crew to go to the space station. If you remember, SpaceX is essentially the Uber to space for NASA. Like, they're the taxi to get to the space station. And so the cosmonaut from Russia, he actually left from the United States on that space Uber, for lack of a better phrase. All right, it's Pensacola right now with Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Last story here. U.S. national debt has topped $31 trillion for the very first time. Yeah, new record high for our national debt. That's not a good news story at all, is it? All right, if you'd like to weigh in, though, text or call 850-437-1620. 850-437-1620. It's Pensacola right now with Bobby Rossi.
When I wake up, well, I know I'm gonna be the man who wakes up next to you. When I go out, yeah, I know I'm gonna be the man who goes along with you. If I get drunk,
hey, this year's Making Strides Against Breast Cancer of Pensacola is October 29th at Seville Square. You're invited to walk the walk, raising the funds, bringing your friends, celebrate with survivors. Registration activities start at 8 a.m. The walk is actually at 9 a.m. You can register today on our website, newsradio923.com. Also, the Dragon Boat Festival is coming up here very soon, so they're still trying to look for some teams. You still got a few days left here. Just go to PensacolaDragonBoatFestival.com to get more information about that and to sign up your team. The races are going to take place in Bayou Tejar, just off of Bayview Parkway near downtown Pensacola. It's Pensacola right now with Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Now it's time for your top trending news.
Top trending news this hour. Well, of course, President Joe Biden in Florida today. He was surveying damage in some of the hardest hit areas by Hurricane Ian last week. He announced an expansion of federal hurricane relief efforts. And during a speech in Fort Myers today, he did hit one popular political talking point.
There's a lot going on. And I think the one thing this has finally ended is a discussion about whether or not there's climate change and we should do something about it.
Now, that was only a few seconds into his speech. After that, he discussed a multitude of natural disasters over the last several months, including wildfires and drought across the West. He vowed to continue federal aid until Florida completely recovers from the storm. And the president also said that politics have not affected him working with Governor DeSantis. That's good news. He says the two have been working hand in glove, and he commended the governor on a job well done handling Hurricane Ian's aftermath. Well-known vacation rental company offering free housing for those impacted by the hurricane, Airbnb, committing $5 million into a program to house first responders and victims of the hurricane. First responders who are helping in recovery efforts and people affected by Hurricane Fiona in the Caribbean, also eligible for free temporary housing under the program. Federal appeals court expediting the Justice Department's appeal over a special master reviewing documents seized from former President Trump's Mar-a-Lago home. The DOJ had previously had a small win when an Atlanta court agreed to partially block a judge's order to stop federal investigators from reviewing 100 of the records taken in August, the one-page order calling for the case to wrap up now by November 17th. And Bobby, scientists now working on LSD-based drugs that they say could cure depression and not cause hallucinations. A new study published in Nature explains how researchers created a compound that apparently is derived from LSD that was effective in relieving symptoms of depression in mice. But they say it did not induce a psychedelic drug-like reaction. Although I'm not sure how the mouse would tell them. Yeah.
That's exactly what I was wondering. I was like, how would the mouse tell them, yep, I saw all kinds of crazy talking mushrooms. How do they know it didn't create a psychedelic reaction? I mean, I guess that's why they need to have human trials now, just to make sure.
just in case. Yeah. Well, maybe the mouse just didn't start wearing like a Hawaiian shirt or anything after, you know. That's right.
Yeah. Yeah.
It just didn't seem like it was really, you know.
Yeah. Exactly. That seems kind of weird. I don't know if I would be trying. LSD in order to cure your depression.
An LSD-derived drug, yes. So. I'm not sure how similar it would be to actual LSD.
Yeah. Well, I guess if it doesn't have any psychedelic effects, then not very much. But all right, it'd be interesting to see what happens with it. So they're always looking for new things to try to fight depression and other things. So there you go. Let's get traffic on the fives with Gracie Wolf.
Well, our roadways are checking in clear at I-10 and I-110, not showing any slowdowns. We are also looking good on 29 and 90 throughout Pensacola. If you do see something slowing you down out of the ordinary, just give me a call to the traffic line, 850-262-6111. This traffic report brought to you by Frontier Motors. Frontier Motors is the only dealer that Dave Ramsey recommends in Pensacola, and they're located on Beverly Parkway. I'm Gracie Wolf with your traffic on the fives.
You know, the other day we were talking about food labels and how food labels could be getting a new update, a designation of being healthy. Like they'll be able to put that actually on the food labels. But I've got a story here next for you. Should food labels list the amount of exercise needed to burn off the calories of such food? We'll talk about that next on News Radio 92.3.
She ain't got no money. Her clothes are kind of funny. Her hair is kind of wild and free.
It's Pensacola right now with Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Do you think that food labels should list the amount of exercise that was needed in order to burn off the calories? A study in England found that instead of just calorie counts and labels, printing the amount of exercise you need to burn off whatever it is you're eating would actually help people eat less. For example, a can of Pepsi with 150 calories, it could say you'll need to walk for 30 minutes or run for 15 minutes. Or if you eat a whole container of ice cream, like me, you'll need to run for an hour or 3 hours. I don't know. There's already a name for that kind of labeling. It's called PACE. It stands for Physical Activity Calorie Equivalents, PACE. They polled people after this study. They polled people in the UK, and they found that most of them were not in favor of it. Only 33% said it was a good idea. The rest said they're not in favor of it, but it probably would help them. In other words, I don't want to know how many calories are in this thing. I remember the day I found out how many calories were in cheesecake. It ruined cheesecake for me. It just ruined cheesecake. It was like, oh, I can no longer enjoy this like I used to. Thanks very much, I think. By the way, if you're looking for the best foodie cities in the United States, the cities with the best foods, a new study looked at 182 different U.S. cities. They did not include Pensacola, but Mobile was in the list. Mobile only came at 170. Tallahassee came at 134, so yeah, we're down the list. The number one city for best foods, Portland, Oregon, followed by Orlando, Miami, San Francisco, and Austin, Texas. I'm surprised that New Orleans wasn't in the top five. In fact, New Orleans came in 41st. That seems weird. Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi. I don't speak Espanol. Their annual wine and food classic featuring local chefs, live music, and a special guest, Alejandra Ramos, host of Great American Recipe on PBS. So once again, go to WSRE.org in order to purchase those. Hey, and those devastated by Hurricane Ian need our help. Just text DISASTER to 20222 or visit FloridaDisasterFund.org to make a donation. Any amount is appreciated, and together we can help our neighbors in need. They help us whenever we have a hurricane. We have a chance to help them now. Text DISASTER to 20222 or visit FloridaDisasterFund.org. It's Pensacola right now with Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Good point here. We were talking about the story earlier from David over in the newsroom. Brought up that there's this new drug that scientists have been working on that is LSD-based that has successfully shown to combat depression in mice without giving them psychedelic effects. And I was like, how do you know it's not giving the mice psychedelic effects? Here's a better question from a texter. Better question, how do they even know the mice were depressed? I don't know. Maybe they gave them some sort of depression drug first to put them in depression, monitored their behavior, then gave them this new drug, and were like, hey, their behavior changed. It worked. I don't know. That is funny, though. All right, it's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Top three stories here for you. Vladimir Putin has ordered Russian's government to take over Ukraine's Zaporizhia, one of their nuclear power plants that was in part of the area that they've tried to annex. So he's told his government, we've annexed it. It's ours now. Go take control of the power plant. Okay, it's getting a little heated over there. The appeals court has agreed to speed up the Justice Department's appeal of the order that appoints outside arbiter in Trump's documents dispute. This would be the special master case. That's what this is. Because basically the court said, yes, you can have a special master. Department of Justice says no. And so now they've appeals court has agreed to speed up that whole appeals process. And job openings, we mentioned yesterday, posted the biggest drop in 2 years. And it was 1.1 million jobs that were dropped. Today we get news that we actually added about 200,000 jobs to the job market. So, we didn't add jobs, but, that's how many jobs got, people went and got jobs. So that's a positive thing right there. All right, it's Pensacola right now with Bobby Rossi. That is your top three stories.
Here's your sports hit.
All righty. So going on with sports, NBA preseason is going to be on NBA TV tonight with the Cleveland Cavs playing the Philadelphia 76ers at 6 o'clock. And after that, it'll be the Phoenix Suns against the LA Lakers, also on NBA TV. And then we also have some NHL preseason tonight on ESPN Plus and TNT. TNT is going to have the Rangers playing the Bruins at 6, followed by the Dallas Stars against the Colorado Avalanche. And then you've got some MLS soccer on ESPN Plus. And then tonight, also, college football. That's right, a Wednesday game here. This is actually a game that was pushed off from last weekend because of the hurricane. So SMU Mustangs are playing Central Florida Knights. That'll be on ESPN2 tonight at 6 o'clock. And then, so don't usually get college football on a Wednesday, but because of the hurricane, they pushed the game into today. Major League Baseball, only a couple days left of the regular season. So what do we got going on? The Blue Jays beat the Orioles 1-0. They're leading the Orioles 1-0. The Pirates are leading the Cardinals 5-3. On ESPN Plus, the Texas Rangers are playing the Yankees. The Yankees are down 2-4. But I think everybody got what they wanted. They saw Aaron Judge hit 62. So okay, it's all good now. Houston Astros are playing the Phillies. Kansas City Royals are getting beat by the Guardians 6-2. The Seattle Mariners are beating Detroit 4-3. Atlanta Braves are playing the Miami Marlins. Marlins lead that one 5-3, top of the sixth. Rain delay between the Washington Nationals and the Mets. And the Giants are beating the Padres 5-1. Tampa Bay Rays are losing to the Boston Red Sox 4-2. And the Dodgers are losing to the Dodgers are beating the Colorado Rockies 4-1. Let's get traffic on the fives with Gracie Wolf.
Well, really nothing to slow us down this afternoon. I-10 and I-110 are checking in clear without any major accidents or delays, as well as Highway 90 throughout Milton and Pace. You'll see some everyday afternoon traffic on East Burgess Road near North Palafox Street, as well as a University Parkway and Davis Highway intersection is looking a little bit slow moving. But if you see something else slowing you down, just give me a call at 850-262-6111. I'm Gracie Wolf with your traffic on the fives.
In sports news, and then right after I hit sports news, I do want to talk about a Pennsylvania U.S. Senate race for just a little bit. I have some audio to play for you on that. But first, sports news. The protester, if you watch the Monday Night Football game with the Rams, there was a protester who ran the field, and he was trying to get away from security. At the last minute, a couple of the NFL players stepped out and tackled him. That protester is now filing an assault complaint. I just really, 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 really hate our judicial system. The Rams, he's filing an assault complaint against the Rams players who knocked him down. Just give me a break. Running back Jonathan Taylor is among the Colts ruled out for Thursday night's game against the Broncos. Two teams that I think, for the most part, have not met expectations this year. So it's kind of a hope of a turnaround for both teams on Thursday Night Football. Buccaneers wide receiver Cole Beasley has retired 2 weeks after signing with Tampa Bay Buccaneers. He's decided he's going to go ahead and retire after 11 seasons. Former Jacksonville Jaguars quarterback Blake Bortles quietly entered retirement. Says he didn't tell anyone he retired, but he did. And then the auction house. An auction house has already offered the fan who caught Aaron Judge's 62nd home run. They've offered him $2 million. So, yeah, I'm not sure if he's going to accept that, but already has a $2 million offer on the house right there for it. All right, it's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. So I haven't really paid that much attention to the U.S. Senate race in Pennsylvania. I know that this race is one that a lot of people are looking at because this could be a critical race to have Republicans take over the Senate. This is the one where the famous Dr. Oz is running as a Republican. He ended up winning his primary, and he's now the Republican candidate there in Pennsylvania. And honestly, I got to be honest, I thought the moment I found out Dr. Oz was running, I was like, it was the same feeling I had when Trump ran for president. I was like, well, he's going to win. Because so much of our politics nowadays is it's not about even what are your positions that you stand for. It's about do I know you? It's a popularity contest. And so as soon as Dr. Oz was running, I was like, well, he's going to win. Apparently, that race up there in Pennsylvania is very, very close. And I actually saw somebody post something about the Democrat candidate, John Fetterman. And I was like, wait, that can't be the guy. He's wearing like a hoodie. And he has just a goatee with no mustache and a shaved head. And he looks like a big giant dude. And I was like, that's the guy running against Dr. Oz? And it's a close race? Are you sure? And so I was like, yeah, so I looked it up. Yeah, that's the guy. Okay. All right. Well, maybe he's the people's vote. You know, he's down home, just wears a hoodie and just, you know, I don't know. I don't know. It's just not what you expect. That's all. Well, then I saw the GOP put this out on Instagram a couple of days ago, a montage of this guy's speeches that, well, I don't know. Does this seem like U.S. Senate candidate material to you? Let's play it.
The Eagles are so much better than the Eagles.
At first, I just wanted to check in and see how you're feeling and how you're doing.
I'm doing fantastic. And it's not about kicking balls in the authority or anything. And make sure you take advantage of this amazing opportunity to the only thing you have. Stand to lose is your record.
What is wrong with demanding for an easy, safe kind of their income, a path to a safe place for them to win? And I can champion the union way of life in DC. If you come out and step with us, we will be able to stand with you in D.C.
Yeah, that is a montage of incoherent ramblings from a guy that apparently is leading in many of the polls against Dr. Oz. And I'm like, what's happening here? Now, I did look it up. Apparently, this guy, John Fetterman, actually had a stroke not that long ago. And yet the campaign and he himself continues to say he's recovered, he's fine. And I'm like, well, you just hear these audio clips, he's not recovered, he's not fine. This seems like another Biden situation where they're covering up mental deterioration. And the fact that this guy is even close in the polls against Dr. Oz, just, it's one of those things where, once again, these races nowadays, I think this highlights that politics nowadays is not even about who you like as much as it is, I don't like that guy. Dr. Oz is a Republican, and so even though my guy is seemingly a moron and can't put together a straight sentence and can't think straight, might actually have cognitive decline because of a stroke, it don't matter. I'd still rather vote for somebody who is still trying to recover from a stroke than the Republican candidate. That's basically what we've got going on here. It's so bizarre. It's kind of scary that this is what's going on. And by the way, I'm using this, yes, because it's what's going on right now. But I know that the opposite happens with the Republicans as well. In heavily Republican districts, they would rather vote for a guy who's recovering from a stroke and may not be all the way there than for the Democrat candidate. I know this happens both ways. I'm just using this example because this is what's in the news right now. So it's just surprising to me and kind of sad. All right, if you'd like to weigh in, text 850-437-1620, 850-437-1620. Coming up next, quick update from David Wayne over the newsroom. Stick around. Pensacola right now, Bobby Ross. I was just talking about the polling for the U.S. Senate race up in Pennsylvania between Dr. Oz and John Fetterman and how it's very close. And I was saying I'm just surprised it's that close, especially when you actually listen to John Fetterman and stuff. And here's a text that says, polls are often skewed, essentially propaganda. No, I agree. That's why I've actually not covered any of the the polls pertaining to like Marco Rubio and Val Demings and Charlie Crist and Governor DeSantis, because they all show that the race is very close, and I just do not think it's even close at all. We saw that in the primary when it showed that our agriculture secretary, Nikki Fried, was tied or even beating Charlie Crist in the primary, and then he ended up beating her by 25 points. So, yeah. All right. It's Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi. Let's go ahead and get a quick update. Oh, actually, let's get traffic on the fives first.
Well, our roads are looking good. I-10 and I-110 not showing any delays, as well as 29 and 90. See something else, just give me a call. I'm Gracie Wolf with your traffic on the fives.
All right. Let's get a quick update from David Wayne in the newsroom.
Well, Bobby, sample ballots for registered voters in Escambia County are now in the mail. The sample ballot includes a ballot image, the voter's polling location, information on how to vote both by mail or on election day. And the supervisor of elections office wants voters to make sure they pay close attention to the polling place information on that. They say a lot of those have changed since the last election in 2020. But if you haven't registered to vote and you want to, the deadline for that is coming up next Tuesday. So you can do that online at EscambiaVotes.com.
Very nice. Thank you very much. So I saw a couple of polls about relationships that I thought was interesting. One of them was asking people, is it cheating? Like, if you do this, is it cheating? If you do that? And so I just clicked on it just out of a little interest. It's from BuzzFeed, which they have a lot of things like this often. Here's the thing that stood out to me. The large percentage of people who don't think certain things are cheating. That's really what it comes down to. Certain things like, does kissing someone on the cheek count as cheating? 7% said yes. That's it. 73% said kissing on the lips is definitely cheating. Wait, 73%? That means 27%, more than one out of five, are like, no, that's not cheating if you kiss somebody on the lips. I'm like, what? Let's see here. Some of the other ones I saw. Giving someone a massage, 22% said it's cheating no matter the context. Only 22%. Flirting with somebody, only 26% said that's cheating. Only 26%. Holding hands with somebody, only 28% said it's cheating. I was like, okay, so our society has definitely changed a lot when a majority or even half of the population or even one out of five think that a lot of these situations and circumstances are not cheating. It's like, okay, that's very bizarre. Now, on the other hand, side of things, I saw a poll pertaining to the top things that have long-lasting relationships. Now, this does not mean with your significant other. It's just even with friends. So these are the top things that you need to have a long-lasting relationship. You love hanging out with each other. You have shared interests, shared morals and values. You're thoughtful towards each other. You have similar senses of humor, always being there when you need them, loyalty, supporting each other, listening, and number one, trust. Those are the top keys in long-lasting friendships. So I won't even say relationships, just say friendships. There you go. All right, it's Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi.
Here is today's sign of the apocalypse.
This is it, the apocalypse.
Education Secretary Miguel Cardona was actually talking about abortion, and he essentially said that students need access to abortion in order to thrive in school and in life. That's right. So you can't be educated, though, if you're aborted. So I don't know, like, if that's going to work out so well. And, of course, if they need an abortion so they can continue their education, they'll become educated and find out that abortion is wrong. Oh, well.